Welcome to the Sisterhood Tea Party, where we get together weekly to discuss all the tea about life, relationships, pop culture, and generally anything you'd chat about with your best friend over a cup of tea or beverage of choice.
We're your hosts, Stephanie and Jessica, and we've been spilling the tea to each other for more than a decade, and now we're ready to invite the rest of you to the tea party.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Sisterhood Tea Party podcast. Today, we're diving into a topic that we've all faced at some point, breaking up with toxic habits. Whether it's negative self-talk, unhealthy routines, or patterns we need to let go of, we are here to unpack it all.
Earlier in the week, we launched a poll where we asked, what toxic habit are you leaving behind in 2024? But before we jump into those answers and our topic today, let's chat about what's top of mind for us. Jess, kick us off.
Yes. Okay. So, you know, we're still in January, so we are still in the new year. And so for me, new year is like really focusing on what would my higher self do, right? Like I'm still very much in that I'm goal oriented, I'm manifesting things kind of stuff. And so for me, that really has been looking like trying to think less and actually act more, which is something that I feel like is a toxic habit I go back to over and over again throughout my life. Is like, I will overanalyze things. I will overthink them to death. I will ruminate on things and it prevents me from acting. And so I'm trying to be super mindful right now about like my higher self would not do that. My higher self would just take action, would act more, would stop thinking so much about it and just start doing it because it's really what's preventing me from doing it. So my toxic habit really is overthinking and it's something I've been trying to focus on more is like, don't overthink it, just do it, don't delay the action. And I'm just gonna really kick that toxic habit in the butt officially in 2025. What about you?
Let's go, girl. You got this. I feel like I also can relate to that as well. So I'm excited to see how you crush it. For me, I've been reflecting on a major toxic habit that I have, and that is procrastination. I procrastinate in, I know this is bad, but I procrastinate in like all aspects of my life. And that includes working on last minute for this particular episode today. But I do it for like just all the things, which is really, it's not great. And I've been working really, really hard to overcome that. And I'm trying to figure out the root of like why I procrastinate. So that's doing a lot of like self-work and figuring out like, where is that coming from? Why is that happening? So my goal is to continue to work through that and greatly reduce it for this year so I can achieve other things. Cause I feel like it holds me back. So I'm working on not having that hold me back as much.
Okay, friends, let's talk about breaking up with one of the most common toxic habits, sugary drinks. They're everywhere. We've all been there, but that's why Vital Spring is a total game changer.
Vital Spring is the perfect replacement when you're ready to ditch the sugar and artificial junk. It's an effervescent mineral drink with a light lemon flavor made from organic Italian lemons. Refreshing, clean, and guilt-free.
And here's what makes it so special. The formula is based on centuries-old healing water from Slovenia, literally good enough for royalty back in the day. Now it's been modernized with science to support your health and energy in a clean and simple way.
No sugar, no artificial flavors, and no junk. Just pure mineral goodness to help you feel amazing and stay consistent with your healthier habits. It's the ultimate upgrade from sugary drinks.
Plus, since it's made in Slovenia, it meets super strict EU standards, so you know it's the real deal.
Ready to break up with sugary drinks for good? Check out Vital Spring at www.vital-spring.com. Trust us, your body will thank you.
Now, back to the episode, friends, because we've got even more tips on breaking up with toxic habits and building a better you.
This is going to be the year. I can feel it. I can feel it for you. It's going to be great. You've got this. That actually leads us perfectly into today's conversation about breaking up with toxic habits. We all have them. We're talking about them, whether it's procrastination, overthinking, something else. We know these behaviors can hold us back. So let's dive into how to identify and move on from those toxic habits that drain our energy and mental well-being.
Yes. And the biggest question to ask is really what makes a habit toxic, right? Because we hear that word all the time and it's like, but what makes something truly toxic? How does it get to that point, right? I feel like with a toxic habit, it drains our energy. It impacts our mental health greatly in a negative way, and it disrupts relationships. I feel like all of those different factors really contribute to making a habit toxic. So that's something that, you know, we're going to kind of work through and hopefully figure out.
Oh, I thought you were saying within the next 30 minutes.
Well, yes, also within the next 30 minutes.
Agreed. Like I, so like for like, we just like named a couple obviously that we're both dealing with, but also like thinking of habits, like comparing yourself to others, focusing on negative thoughts, like seeking validation from others, like, or outside of yourself. Like those are all toxic habits that just like are ingrained in us and come pretty natural and need to be things that we are running away from.
100%. And with that, we did ask y'all within our poll, we said, again, what toxic habit are you leaving behind in 2024? This is what y'all said. Aja said that she's leaving behind hating work and job hopping, which honestly is valid because I feel like that kind of holds you back essentially in wanting and achieving other things for your life, whether you want to start a family or, you know, with savings and things like that. So I think that's a great one to leave behind.
Love it. Megan also told us that she is leaving behind quitting overspending and compulsive online shopping. Another great one. Mm-hmm. We got to be budgeting. We got to be sticking to our budget in 2025. I love that.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Ashley mentioned that she's done with saying yes to everything. And that is so valid. You cannot be a yes girl all the time. Like you cannot overcommit to things. You can't go to everything. Sometimes you just have to like sit this one out and be okay with that. And you also have to be okay with telling people no without an explanation. You don't owe anybody why you're not going to something. So just be okay with that.
Boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. I love it. Also, Laura told us that she is ditching the habit of picking up her phone first thing in the morning. I have to say, I wish I could do this one, but it's not the one I'm going to tackle in 2025. I just know myself. I'm so sorry, but I really hope you get it, Laura.
Yeah. And I'm rooting for her too, but that also can't be me for this time around because that's my alarm clock right now. And it is what it is. You know what I mean? One of my friends, Corey, she said that she's leaving men behind. Yes.
Ooh.
That's right. She's leaving the men behind. And honestly, valid because the men are not menning. And if y'all have stuck around this podcast, you know that I've talked about how dating is horrible. Yeah, they are a toxic habit. So that's all I got to say about that.
Love that. Kathleen also wants to stop doubting herself before trying new things, which is so real. Girl, you got this. Don't doubt yourself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And my sister Olivia is committing to stopping self-sabotaging, which she and I mean, that's my sister. I know it. She has gone through that. I've gone through that. So we're both going to be working on that in 2025.
Love, love, love. I love how like all of these responses just have shown how diverse the different toxic habits can be. Like we all clearly know them, right? We know what we're dealing with. We know our toxic habit. And whether it's maybe like holding on to the past or something we've all been guilty of, like procrastination instead of facing something head on, toxic habits really are those behaviors that just make our lives a little bit harder and make us feel not as great about ourselves.
Yeah, I agree with that. And now that we've kind of explored what toxic habits might look like, let's dive a little bit deeper, I feel like, into how they can just be really hard to let go. Because understanding kind of like the emotional side of it, the psychological attachment we have to them, I feel like it's like the first step to kind of getting away from that and like achieving like a way to keep those habits in the past.
Agreed. And so like, if you're clinging to a toxic habit, like full transparency, pretty normal. Like all of us do it. Why do we do it? I think like for many women, toxic habits really offer this sense of comfort. It's like our comfort zone. It's what we're used to, even when we know they're not good for us, whether it's staying in that relationship that don't serve us in any way, or always kind of putting others first before ourselves. It's like, it can feel common to like fear actually the change that needs to happen in order to get rid of those toxic habits.
100%. Like when you said like staying in relationships, I'm like, it reminds me of my younger self of wanting to be in a relationship so bad and staying in something, even though I knew it was not going to be good for me, and realizing that like, that did a lot more harm than good in the long run. Right. Since then I've healed from those relationships, but realizing that I got out of that and I've been able to find other ways to be comfortable and not resort to something like that.
Yeah, 100%. Whether it's relationships, friendships, any of those things that like you just need healthier boundaries around, it's so easy to stay in them. And I think part of every girl's healing journey is finding a way to balance that and escape that toxic habit.
Yeah, I would totally agree. Toxic habits also have that familiar feeling, right? Which makes them hard to let go. Again, we've talked about this earlier. So I feel like a lot of those habits feel rewarding in the short term. So again, not wanting to be alone. So you're like, no, this is great, da da da. But overcommitting to that really kind of hurts you in the long run, right? So this is a way for us to get away from those familiar feelings and like finding ways to like be positive in that.
100%. Like I even think about like, okay, let's say that you have that toxic friendship that, you know, maybe is someone who is like, you feel like you always need to be on for, you always need to be available for them. Like maybe they're just, you feel like they're going through a lot. So you like have to overcommit yourself to like be there for them all the time. But like, I think as women, we feel that a lot. Like we have to actually balance these careers, these friendships, these family relationships, personal growth. And when an incident happened where someone is like, oh my God, I need you right now. And you're like, no, you're going to be overcommitting yourself. Like it can feel necessary. It feels necessary in that moment. Like you feel that you want to be there for that person or you want to do that, but then you're crossing your own boundaries and it can leave us feeling drained or feeling guilty that we did that to ourselves again. And holding on to these toxic behaviors actually prevent us from moving forward into our personal professional lives. Versus if you were to say to that person, hey, you know what? Actually, I'm not in a good space right now. I'm not available right now. I'm really sorry, but like, let's catch up tomorrow or whenever you are available, I think it's going to be a healthier boundary and you're going to feel better about it. But it's really scary the first time that you do it.
It really is. But recognizing that struggle is important. But I feel like what's even more empowering is being able to learn how to break up with those toxic habits and those patterns for good, right? So I feel like this is a great opportunity for us to kind of dive into more practical steps and kind of a mindset shift to make these changes last longer and be able to sustain them.
100%. Like it really is coming down to like the practical steps. Like breaking a toxic habit takes a combination of self-awareness, strategy, patience, and like grace for yourself. So here's some of the steps that we're going to talk about that women in their 20s to 40s, which is about our age range here that listening to the podcast, that can take that start to process.
So the first would be to identify the trigger, right? So is it coming from stress? Is it coming from, you know, the feelings of being lonely or boredom? Pinpointing where those situations are that are leading to the habit. So I think once you've identified it, then it makes it a little bit easier to determine, okay, now I know where this is coming from. Where do we go from here? What's my next step?
100%. Also, like focusing on small, consistent changes. We've talked about this in the past, like small wins and small changes and things like that, not trying to like eat the whole pie at once, but like tell yourself like, okay, this one thing just happened. I'm going to set a healthy boundary right now. I'm going to do this one thing. Like, hey, this one moment, I'm not going to procrastinate. This one thing, I'm stopping overthinking and I'm immediately going to jump in. So really trying to find a way to commit to healthier boundaries or reducing time spent on those distractions to like set those really manageable goals is really critical.
I 100% agree. Also, being able to embrace a mindset shift, right? So tell yourself it is okay to prioritize your well-being. And I've told this to people in my spin class and other people, be ruthless for your own well-being. You have to be selfish. You have to really look out for yourself because yes, people are looking out for you, but at the end of the day, it is you and you alone. You know yourself better than anybody else. You know exactly what you need. And even if it feels a little scary, a little unfamiliar, just understand that it takes work and be patient, be kind with yourself. Focus on those long-term benefits. Trust me, it's so worth it.
Yes. Another one is like finding a good support system, having an accountability partner or using apps for habit tracking, like those kinds of things can be really helpful. I will say the one caveat on having an accountability partner is like, don't use that as an excuse not to do the mind shift change that you were just talking about, because I have definitely been like, cool, I'm gonna go to the gym all the time now. When I was a lot younger, and then I would be like with my friend. And then if my friend bails, I'm not going. And then it's like, you're relying on someone else. So it's good to have that accountability partner and support system, but also know that like, what are you doing for you? And don't only rely on that support system to actually like achieve the thing that you're doing or ditch that toxic habit that you're trying to ditch.
Absolutely. And finally, celebrating your progress. We talk about this all the time in the podcast, celebrate your wins, celebrate those successes. It's such a huge thing to acknowledge every small victory, every win, whether it's a week without overspending or learning just to say no more often. Like those little things really make a huge difference. And you should be proud of yourself because that tells you right there that you've shifted your mindset. You're making those changes to last you for a lifetime.
Yes. I'm feeling like this whole episode is like I'm just like ready to go do something.
I know.
I'm like, are we having a salsa? Yes. Breaking up with toxic habits. It's like the point of all of this is like, it's not about perfection. Like it's about making these intentional choices. It's about starting small, be the happier, healthier version of you. You can do it. And we encourage you to continue to share with us. Let us know how you plan to let those of those things that are just like not serving you, we will share back how we're doing with ditching our toxic habits as well.
Always. You know that we like to share all the tea. And so we will be letting you know our progress along the way. But now that we've discussed all of those different ways to kind of kick those toxic habits to the curb, let's have some fun with our game. Overrated or underrated? Again, another classic, right? We're going to figure out, are these so-called self-care trends or different habits, are they helpful or are they secretly toxic? Let's get into it. So our first one, Jess, do you feel that the hustle culture is overrated or underrated?
Oof, I know this is a very controversial one, especially as a millennial who grew up in hustle culture. I'm going to say that hustle culture for a corporation is overrated. Hustle culture for yourself is underrated. And I think that that's an important distinction because I personally went through this whole phase where I was hustling for a corporation. I've worked in corporate America for over 7 years now since I really entered the job market. And I was like, I'm going to save the world through corporation. And then I went to the other extreme where it was like, absolutely not. I'm not hustling for anybody. But then I had a big slump where I was like, well, what am I doing with my life? And now I feel like I've transitioned a little bit more to like, I'm hustling for myself and my future and like what I want to do. And I am not hustling for another person. I'm hustling for me and all my goals. And I think that that is underrated, actually. I don't think you should be hustling for others. I think you should be hustling for yourself. What about you?
Yep. You took the words right out of my mouth. I feel like that part of it, there's two sides. It's overrated and underrated at the same time. I also feel like if you're hustling for yourself, you know that like you have your own end goals and you have exactly what you desire. That to me, that makes it so much better, right? If you're hustling for other people, you're on their timeline, you're on their structure. And at the end of the day, they don't really care about you. So what are you hustling for, really? Like at the end of the day, if you hustle for them 5 years from now, it's not going to matter because it's disposable. But for you, 5 years from now, it's going to make a difference of how you hustled and looking back being like, wow, I really did that. I really sat in this and like thought about what my future was going to look like and what I needed to do. And I worked towards it. And that to me just gives a level of satisfaction that cannot be met and cannot be matched.
We are on the same page. It's like the millennial journey, I fear. Like,
oh, we are. Right? It's a girl. Yes. I am assuming that most millennials would also agree with us that that's kind of where we fall. So next, cutting of toxic friends, overrated or underrated? I'm going to take this.
Do you want to go first on this one? Yeah,
oh my
take
gosh. It. Underrated. Okay. Cut them. Cut them. If they don't serve you, cut them. That's it. Like, I get great satisfaction removing people who do not serve any purpose in my life out of my life. If you are a silent hater, and anybody who's listening now, take note. If you are a silent hater, remove yourself before I remove you. And that is a warning. Okay? Any other person out there that you feel is a silent hater, call them out, and then you can remove them. Or honestly, you may not even have to owe them that. You don't have to give them any explanation. You can just cut them out and be done, okay? You don't deserve to have toxic people and toxic friends, toxic anything in your life. If it does not serve you, if they are not aligned with you and with goals, aspirations, whatever you have in life, cut them. You don't need them. They don't deserve a space in your life. Like, again, I'm so intentional about, and I've talked to you about this, I'm very intentional about the friendships and relationships that I hold. And once you're on my team, you're on my team. And it's going to be very hard to get rid of me. Like, if you do something to me, I'm not a second chance kind of girly. I can't do it. It's just kind of like I'm done. So just a warning, if you are a silent hater, you might as well just exit now before I find you. Okay? Yes, what about you?
I just need to react to that 1 second. We need to do a whole episode, I think, on silent haters. Plug, if you guys want to see that, let us know, because I feel like we need to do it.
Oh, I can go in on that, but I'll refrain.
Quite literally. We'll save that for another one. Yeah, for me, also super underrated. Big fan of cutting off toxic people, toxic friendships. Big fan of cutting out toxic like friends and silent haters and whatnot. I will say on the silent hater front and cutting people off, like there are different ways to do it. I will say that. Like, you know, some is the full ghost mode. cut them off, block them, all those things. I also have found that, you know, there are some people that I know are silent haters, but I have to have relationships with them for various reasons. And so it would make me very angry every time I see them silently hating. And so what I do, I hide my content from them. Sorry, babes, can't see it. You don't know what I'm up to. Other silent haters I treat differently, where I know that they're just jealous of me, and I make sure I keep them around so they can watch everything I do. But do I interact with them? No, I do not. It's great. So the way you cut them off can be different. And obviously some of them I'm like, I'm done with you. Yeah, I love this topic, and I do think you should cut them out and stop feeling obligated to keep them around. And yeah, that's my rant.
You know what? Yeah, we really need to get into this. You and I are just, we're just so aligned when it comes to this. It brings me great joy to hear the way that you treat the people that are jealous of you, because that's my energy. Okay? I love it. Wow. All right, our last one. Social media detoxes. So removing yourself from social media, shutting down your accounts, things like that. Do we feel that they're overrated or underrated? What are your thoughts?
You know, this is a tough one for me. I think that they're probably appropriately rated. I personally have never done one before. I have been a social media girly since college and honestly younger when MySpace came out, like always been on everything. But I can understand why someone would want to take it. And I'm not opposed to one day taking one if I need one. Like, I think if it's going to help your mental health, do it. And so I feel like it's appropriately rated. And if people feel like they need it to like reset something in their life and break a toxic habit, they should do it. But I personally haven't taken one. And I don't know that it would really help me personally. So that's where I'm at. What about you?
Yeah, that's completely fair. I also think they're appropriately rated. But I've taken a social media break before, mainly election related, because it just gets to be very overwhelming. Yes, I did remove people from social media and been able to clean out my accounts, but I needed to take the space away first before I was able to come back and clean out my accounts and then feel better about it. So I think they're appropriately rated. I think when I was younger and I was doing things for Lent for like, you know, the Catholic that I am, I would give up social media for Lent. And so like, I feel like that's a different meaning because like, I was like, well, I need to just give something up, but like, that's different now. But I think as I'm older, I feel like if I need a social media detox, there's a purpose behind it, whether it is, yes, mental health related, or there is just, again, more or less like any drama or things like that. And I'm like, I need to take some space away. So I think they're appropriately rated. I don't have any issue either one way or another, whether you take it all the time or you never take it. It is what it is.
It's so funny that you bring that up because I have this random vivid memory. Why do I have this? I don't know. But of you and I sitting in one of our classes in college, and I think it was a psychology class. It was like the big giant classroom. And you were telling me that you were going to give up social media for Lent. And me, again, being the social media girl I've always been, was like, you are crazy. I can't believe you're doing that. Because I was like, I could never. So it's so funny that you bring that up because yeah. I literally, why is that random moment stuck in my head? I don't know, but it happened.
Oh gosh, the college days. We could do a separate episode on that too, which I think we've done, like our very earlier ones, but we'd love to just reminisce college because we had some great, great times.
That we did. And I always love this overrated, underrated game. It's so fun. We clearly have some new topic ideas that we're going to have to build out. But, you know, whether or not these habits are overrated or underrated to you guys, like, we hope it got you thinking about what really works for you. And so now, as we wrap up today's episode, it's time for our last drop of tea for the day. Stephanie.
Breaking up with toxic habits takes time and patience, but you are worth the effort. So don't be afraid to let go of what doesn't serve you and make space for healthier, happier habits.
Yes. Thanks for tuning in, friends. Make sure to like, follow, and subscribe on our social media platforms @Sisterhood Tea Party and share your thoughts with us. We will see you next time.